Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and in this episode, it's a mini-show, part of Christmas Pods, and I'm joined by the really lovely, kind, and generous Nicola Lewis, who you may know as This Girl Can Organise on Instagram. She has been on the podcast before, and she will be returning, but we had a little chat recently. We had a Skype call. We were catching up, and I told Nicola that I was doing Christmas Pods, and I said, oh, I really think we need to have a chat, because I know that people's minds, definitely towards the end of the year, particularly that bit between Christmas and New Year, people can, because I know I've done it, feel that they want to have a bit of a clear out, not a proper spring clean, but they just want to use that time in some way, because they do feel those days between Christmas and New Year can feel like extra days, like bonus days, and you feel like you have to be quite productive in them. And I know that I, for one, have definitely used those days to maybe have a bit of a clear out, reorganize things. And we got onto the subject of how to do that with your wardrobe, and how actually the wardrobe can be one of the hardest places in the entire home to organize, structure, and declutter. And so in this little mini show, we're talking a little bit about how to declutter your wardrobe, how to make it a really helpful and a place that gives you joy and doesn't bully you from the rack. When I did 26 Habits, and I mentioned this to Nicola, I was holding on to old clothes that were far too small for me because I thought, oh, I'll get into those one day. And we really discussed the psychology of that and what that really means and why and if it's okay to let all of that go. So I really hope that you enjoy this very timely chat with Nicola about how to declutter your wardrobe in a really helpful way that will hopefully see 2020 start for you in a really positive fashion. When I did my wardrobe clear out as part of 26 Habits, and I took everything out of the wardrobe and put it on the bed, and it's frightening how much stuff there was. I realized that there was almost an element of my wardrobe that was bullying me from the rack every day, the stuff I could no longer fit into, or the things that were from another period in time, like an old job. So I hadn't worn them in years. Do you find that that's something that's quite common, actually, is for people to hold on to things and not realise they've actually got something quite negative in their space that is affecting them?
Absolutely. All in capital letters, with exclamation marks. You know, every client I go to has something in there. And the reason they're keeping it in there is it's because of happier times, maybe. What they think is happier times. So, you know, we are going through these items, and eventually I say to them, we sort of talk about them, instead of me going, oh, have you worn it in 2 years? If you haven't, get rid of it. It's more personal than that.
Yeah.
You know, I've got one dress in my wardrobe, and that's the only item in my wardrobe that doesn't fit me. But that dress holds so many memories, and every time I get it out, I look at it and it really makes me smile. And I will never get rid of that dress. It's purple. It's so over the top. it's really extravagant. It reminds me of some amazing balls that I went to and a couple of parties. And you know what? It doesn't matter that it doesn't fit, because I've still got it. But what I want for my clients to feel is that they can open a wardrobe and look inside it and feel that wow factor that they get when they go shopping for that item. But also they can go, right, I'm going to wear that tomorrow or that tomorrow, instead of wearing their favourites. Keeping things that don't fit or that hold sentimental value in in view, and if it's a negative sentimental, but we just don't know how to deal with it, I always say, you know, this is a personal chat we need to have, mm-hmm. and we discuss it. Sometimes these items get bagged up and get boxed away because they want to keep them, but they don't want to see them. I do applaud when sometimes these items are allowed out because it's their own emotional attachment. And if they say it can go, then I know they've let go.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I could never tell someone what they need to let go of.
Yeah.
Because it's too personal. And I'm just trying to think of, I mean, every client that I've been to, everyone is a different story. Mm. But, you know, in terms of wardrobes and, you know, holding on to these things, I would say if they're not making you happy, they need to come out.
Mm.
And then you just need to ask, if you can't do it yourself, ask a friend to come over and go through those items with you. Any good friend will do that.
Yeah.
It will take half an hour. Get a clothes rail so they're not on a bed and they're kind, it looks manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And just go through them. And sometimes you'll just discover it yourself. You'll go, actually, you know what? I've had a lot of good times in that. It can pass down to someone else. We also keep hold of items because of how much they cost.
Yes.
So that's a regular comment. I can't get rid of that. That cost me £400. And the first thing I go back and say, well, you've actually let that money go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gone. So forget that about the money. Do you enjoy wearing it? Yes or no? You know, it's kind of a filtered down scenario.
Mm.
And we get the answer in the end. But ultimately, it's their choice.
Yeah, just to quickly round this off, I remember when I got rid of my dresses that were, you know, smaller than I am.
Yeah.
The reason I was holding on to them, I realised when I had my own little discussion with myself, I didn't have you round or a friend round, was I thought that if I got rid of them, I was letting go of a part of me that would lose weight. I was like, well,
no.
I'll never be that size again.
And no, I didn't not at all.
And that's not the case.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all the case. But you know what? I'd love, you know, this is great talking about this because I feel happy that if someone else is listening to this right now, thinking that is my wardrobe.
Mm.
I want them to know it's okay.
Mm.
Absolutely okay. You're not alone. There's so many people have these wardrobes.
Mm.
And just to be fragile and gentle with yourself, you know, I think for women, the pressure of looking a certain way has been far too high for far too long. And, you know, just make sure that, you know, you can always go out and buy something or, you know, there is always that lovely feeling of donating and giving it to someone else who can make a difference, not just a charity shop, although I do think they're great. You know, you can take them on and give them to, you know, there's fab women's shelters that take suits and dresses for women that are looking for work. It's just having a little look around in your community.
Thank you so much for listening. I do hope that you found that advice from Nicola really helpful. I know I did. I love her perspective on these things. All the links to Nicola and her book will be in the show notes. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter where I am at Emma Guns. You can also join the discussion in the Facebook forum by clicking the link in the show notes. The show notes can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. And I know that I and the thousands of other listeners of The Emma Guns Show would love to see you in that forum, so please do join us. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.